Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, everybody. It's America. We're back for another session of In the Open. Teresa isn't here with me today, but we have a guest who's been with us before. We have Whitney Ball with us. Say hi, Whit.
Hey, everyone.
I don't know about you, Whit, but today I really wanted to focus on something that I've been hearing from a couple of different people, and this idea about not accomplishing anything. So I really thought that my kind of assumption, and based on some conversations that I've had, is that people are kind of struggling with this, not only because of the pandemic, like put that aside, but it's because of the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, like, questions come up about, what have I done? What's happened with all this time that I've had to do stuff? So can you relate with that at all?
100%. I'm feeling the pressure just with, like, the end of the year and thinking about what I've accomplished. Like, there's always this, like, pressure around the end of the year because you're planning for the next year. And so you're reflecting back on, like, growth and accomplishments across the board. So that's definitely on my mind right now. And I'm feeling that stress and kind of trying to cram, like, so much. Like, my to-do list is so long because I feel like I'm trying to cram so much into the last few weeks of 2020.
Yeah. I also feel that way. But I also think there is some notion of maybe you talk a little bit about pressure, but also this overwhelming, I don't know what to even call it. It feels like it's a monster, like an overwhelming monster that's just like pointing fingers. I was like, what, have you done anything? You haven't done anything, you know? And it's like the internal self-talk. And so in the conversations that I have with some other folks, what has come out of that conversation has been, why is it that we feel this way and how can we move past it? When you talk about, you talked a little bit about like end of the year and kind of preparing for the new year. Does that happen every year for you?
Yeah, I think it's almost like embedded into our culture that this is the time of year where you're reflecting and there's this thing, pressure. I need to come up with a different word to like describe it, but that you have to improve and you didn't. It sends you like this message, at least for me, that I didn't do good enough. You know, it's like, oh, well, yeah, it makes my mindset focus on everything I didn't get done or I didn't accomplish and less on like, oh, yeah, this, and reflect on like what I did do and the positive, because there's like this idea of like, you're never good enough. The new year, you have to have resolutions to constantly improve, which then like subconsciously sends you the message that you have to improve. Like, there's something wrong with you. And so from that takes me down a rabbit hole of, I didn't get enough done on my to-do list of all the things I wanted to accomplish. Like, I ignore the things that I did and just focus on the negative. So yeah, I feel like it happens around this time, like every year specifically too, because we tie like work evaluations usually to the end of the year, personal life things, kind of family and stuff is all packed into the end of the year. So yeah, it definitely comes with me with like the new year, like end of year.
Yeah, I was looking up synonyms for pressure. It's like force, compulsion, constraint, duress.
I feel like, the force, like an internal and external force. Yeah.
Yeah. That force, and that is pushing you to question all of these things about your functioning, your abilities. And also, because you touch on a little bit about like the pressures around the holidays, oftentimes because we are seeing our family or connecting with our family in some way, questions come up. We're like, oh, what have you done? We haven't seen you. And they want updates. And it's like, nope, nothing's happened in my life, man. You know?
Nothing's new.
Yeah. And instead of like what you see, you know, from the outside where you're like, oh, people are, they're getting promotions, they're having kids, they're graduating from this, they're getting a new job, they're moving, all these other things that are just kind of visible to us, but the invisible side of what that feels like is what I want to talk about today.
Deep, man.
Yeah, man. It's so hard. It's hard. It's hard because what I naturally like think about is, why do we get attached to this notion of feeling like we have to have accomplished something? And does that mean that it has to be something big?
From what I've personally experienced, yes. It has to be something like big and worthy of bragging about.
Okay. Do you think that you have accomplished anything this year?
I feel like I've accomplished things, but I'm also in a place where like my mental health was in a really tough spot. And so I forced myself to start thinking about everything I've done. Like it didn't come naturally. Like my usual answer would be no, I don't feel like I've really accomplished anything.
So you had to do a little bit of a mind trick.
Yeah. And like convince myself. Yeah. That, oh yeah, no, actually you have done a lot.
And even I love you. You've done a lot.
Even if it's like not what you originally set out for too, because I think I get in my head, these are the things I want to accomplish. And then it's like, well, I didn't get those exact things, but it's okay if it's different things too.
My natural negative brain would be like, no, you didn't do much. You could have done so much more.
Yeah.
And I think I'm in a similar place where you then have to force yourself to be like, let's spend some time thinking about the things that you have actually done. And when you think about the struggle that you have when you live with a mental illness, right? Small things are big accomplishments.
Yeah.
Like humongous, you know, like forget about like graduating from something or like getting this phenomenal new job. Those are like astronomically humongous things. I tend to try to focus on smaller things like I wash the dishes.
Right. And I feel like I, because of my mental health struggles, I deal with anxiety. I feel like that monster is even like louder. It's like, yeah, you didn't do anything big, which means that all the small things you did like aren't even really that, you know, important because you didn't get to the big things. And what I've had to do is like recognize that even just pulling myself out of that dark space, like even one day, let alone like every day, and continuing to go is like such a massive accomplishment for someone dealing with an illness. And like we celebrate when someone like overcomes cancer or someone, you know, like brings their cholesterol down. Like these are huge things that you can actually like see, right? Like in CAT scans or blood work. But like the fact that I was able to like tuck myself down from an anxiety attack, or like the other day, like I made it through one of my like triggers. And I was telling my fiance, I was like, yeah. And he was like, did that freak you out? Like, did you like spin into an anxiety attack? And I was like, actually, no, like I kind of just like let it roll off. And he was like, wow, that's huge for you. And I was like, you know what? It is huge for me. Like, that's amazing. So I'm trying to like, I feel like our mental health struggles can make our small things feel like even less important.
Yeah. Kudos to your fiance for like,
calling
being your hype man. I know.
I was like, this is nice.
Yeah. Because it's really hard for yourself to recognize accomplishments.
And
the gold stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gold stars that you get. It's so much easier to see somebody else doing it and giving them a pat on the back and be like, oh, that's awesome. You did such a great job. Meanwhile, all of our nasty little monsters and demons internally are just like, yeah, okay. That's not going to last.
Exactly. Like that's not going to last. Or that's wait till the next anxiety attack comes and you won't be able to handle that one. That's what I always
like. It's like a consistent kind of battle, right? That you just have to just tackle one thing at a time. Now, tell me a little bit, when you think about some of the things that have happened this year, and when we think about what it is to be within the constraints of the pandemic, I know at the beginning of the pandemic, for me, it was a lot of the anxiety that I had was, I guess, a little bit about my inability to have freedom to move in different spaces. because I needed that. I needed to be able to be, you know, communicating with people and whatever. And then my productivity went down, which is tied to accomplishment.
Right.
I've been able to do X things at work, and I can show that I'm doing something. But at my lowest, when I was really struggling, I was like, nope, I haven't really done anything. Like, I had to do similar to what you did, play some sort of, like, give myself an opportunity to just sit in that ugliness and be like, it's okay.
That's tough work, because you're literally like fighting against all the natural instincts in your mind. And on top of in your own mind, you're fighting against all of society's pressure to accomplish, accomplish, accomplish. So yeah, that's really a tough space to be in. And it takes a lot of strength to be able to like do that inner work and be like, even if I didn't get everything done, I'm okay. Because it doesn't feel like you are, at least for me.
Yeah, like you talk about like having to-do lists. I had to-do lists. I kind of let them go because they were just, I wasn't just checking anything off. Yeah, I was just doing stuff. So part of what has worked for me is making things up in my day, like putting things in front of me that are small tasks that can be easily accomplished, that I can be like, yes, you've done this. So one for me is definitely like doing the dishes. I feel so good after seeing a pile of dishes and then they're washed, or I put them in the dishwasher or whatever, and it's like, it's clean. It's like a little adrenaline rush, like, yes, I've done the one thing. So what's like one thing that you do to kind of help you?
That's so funny that you say that, because I was actually talking this weekend about how I use cleaning and my anxiety are like so tied together. And I didn't even realize till this weekend, but like when I'm feeling really unproductive, I get in this really tough cycle of like, I'm feeling really unproductive. I can't accomplish anything. I'm a failure. Like these are the things I'm saying to myself. You're lazy. You're a failure. You're unmotivated. Everyone else just has more drive for you. Like these are the tapes I'm playing, right? And then what that does is that puts me in this negative space where like, I don't want to do anything on my list. Like I can't sit down and do my like actual like job, because I'm like, I just find myself like turning to my phone or like staring off into space or like not being able to get the creative juices flowing and the motivation flowing. And so then what I often do is I turn to, that makes me feel like I can feel the physical anxiety building up in me when that happens. Cause I, in my head, I'm like, you should be doing this. You suck. Get your act together. Do your job. So I'll turn to cleaning, because it's like, it's kind of like this low bar of entry. Like, there's no like, if you're cleaning, you're doing something right, right? Like there's no like creative demons battling you or anything. So like I will use cleaning, like I'll vacuum or I'll like wipe down the counters. And like something about that, dishes are the best. I'm with you on that. I'll start a load of laundry, like things that feel like I'm at least productive, but isn't a part of that cycle that I'm in. So it's like I almost remove myself from this shame productivity cycle and just give myself a break. But I do something that makes me feel productive, because I've noticed that it only gets worse if I like scroll on my phone and I'm just feeling like a quote unquote bum, because then it's just like now I'm feeling like a loser in all areas of my life. So I either have to like even like going down and getting the mail out of the mailbox, like doing something that still feels like a task, but isn't tied to like my job, or I'm also in grad school. So like, isn't tied to grad school. Those things that are making me feel really anxious allows me like some space that also makes me feel like I've accomplished something that I can return to the bigger things like school or work tasks.
Yeah. One of the things when I start thinking about all of this, the small things, like I say small, but when I'm thinking about like job, you know, you have work to do and both of us are working from home. But for folks that may be struggling and trying to find a little bit of balance and feeling like, oh, at the beginning of the year, I was going to change jobs. Mm. And then you feel like I haven't done anything towards that. And I think something that has to happen for many people is to really sit down and logically think about what opportunities were in front of you and what barriers were there, because a lot of people had different plans this year.
Absolutely.
And life just turned everything upside down. So it wasn't that you weren't capable of doing it. You had to be like guided in a different direction, you know?
Yeah, we don't do a good job of like recognizing those external barriers that made it even more challenging. Like if you didn't search for a job, well, one, you're just like, everyone gets a pass right now because you were just trying to navigate a new way of life. Even if you are still going into the office, you're wearing a mask or like you're having to like cut down on social gatherings. Like no matter what your life looks like, there's something that's changed. And recognizing that and how it made you kind of swerve or even put a pause on plans.
Yeah.
Because I definitely have some friends that were like, my goal for 2020, like I'm going to really invest in the job search piece. And if they just like never got around to it, instead of playing that internal tape of like, you just aren't good and you're just lazy and didn't put in the effort, maybe playing the tape of, wow, there were a lot of barriers. I had to put this on pause, but I kept my job, or I woke up every day and I did the dishes. Like that's an accomplishment in itself. And now like, let's make a game plan for 2021, you know?
Yeah. I like what you're saying. And one of the things that I hear from what you're saying is the fact that we really do not do a good job of identifying the barriers that exist, regardless of the pandemic or without.
Absolutely.
It takes a lot of work to be able to look at your situation and recognize that you only have a limited amount of control, and your ability to then function in any space is going to be limited by the things that are external to you. And, you know, like, that's why I love like the Serenity Prayer. Dude, I've loved it forever. You know, it's like the things that I cannot control.
Right.
Which I'm a little bit of a control freak, you know.
I'm in that club with you. Hi, I'm Whitney. I'm a control freak.
Yeah. Yes, dude. And when you think of like the folks that are around you, what I feel is really helpful to me is having people that will say, but remember you did this thing, like your fiance, you did this thing, you know, you were able to do X thing despite this thing. What I kind of think about specifically is like, because I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast, but I'm working on my dissertation, right? So it's like this humongous thing, but every time I work on it, I'm like, okay, you've written one more paragraph. You've done one more thing. And it may not seem like a lot, but it's one tiny step in a million steps that I have to take. And that, it kind of helps my brain relax a little bit.
Usually when my anxiety gets to like a really tough spot is because I'm not recognizing how much I'm already doing. And I feel like we're just like naturally our own worst critics. And so here you are like beating yourself up because you're not finished with your dissertation. But like, I'm over here like, America, you did another page. Like, that's amazing. And so like, I have to really surround myself with people who can help me recognize my greatness in the day to day. So usually I'll like end up having to call my mom when I'm like at my breaking point and I'm like, I just can't keep it together. And she's like, well, no, duh, look how much you have on your plate. Like no one else, like, it's not necessarily true. Like other people can handle it. But she like tells me like, oh, no one else can deal with this. And it reminds me of like, oh, I am accomplishing things. You need those like hype people in your life that can help you recognize kind of your power in your own life, because we just expect so much of our individual selves.
Yeah. You know, you also talked about like a pass, and I love that idea because I don't know, I haven't heard it, but it's true. Like everybody, like 9 months, you get a pass. Like, don't worry about whatever you haven't done.
I was talking to some people yesterday. They asked me on this like video thing, they asked, so how do you cope with Zoom fatigue? Like, can you please tell me like how you get through Zoom fatigue? And I was like, no, I don't deal with Zoom fatigue. Like I'm Zoom fatigued, like, or video fatigued. I can't share any expert advice. All I can tell you is like, you get a pass, no doubt you're exhausted from Zoom. Like, just cut yourself some slack, like do a little bit more of that too, rather than constantly going to the, I need to fix myself space. Like, just give yourself a pass of like, you don't have to be achieving and perfect at everything in the middle of a freaking pandemic.
I think at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of conversation about giving yourself grace, you know, having patience. And then months have passed and people are forgetting that that's what we had said and that's what is needed. And that's what's needed every day, regardless right. of the pandemic, right?
Preach.
Part of that, I think, also rests in our ability to take accounting for the things that we are doing. I don't know if you've ever done this, but I saw this and I want to start it for 2021. It's like a little jar that you put in like happy moments that you've had. And I saw it and I was like, oh my God, that is such a good idea. Because at my lowest, I could be like, oh, life sucks. And I could go to this jar and find little tidbits of happiness. But then I also started thinking, why not give yourself like the ability to count your stars, right? Like I equate everything to gold stars because I just love stickers and I think I just want to live in kindergarten world.
Bring me with you.
You know? Yeah, dude, a whole wall of stickers for America. So like if there was an opportunity to also help yourself, give yourself the star, the check to be like, you've done it. Today you did it. And whatever that is for you, you can find a way to then count the tiny accomplishments that you are achieving on a daily.
And I totally agree with that. I love that idea of like recognizing the small wins. And I'm trying to do actually like when, so a few weeks ago, my anxiety was like really bad and I dedicated to like journaling every night to try to just, so I had read somewhere like just dedicate like 30 minutes to writing down all your worries. So I was doing that. But then at the end of it, I also gave myself, like I said, you know, there's no minimum or maximum, but like just write down a few things that you're proud of that you did from the day. For me, it was like going outside and getting some fresh air was an accomplishment. Like I didn't want everything to be tied to work because I also think that mm-hmm. that can get us in a really tough spot. Like I checked in on a family member who I hadn't talked to in a little bit, or I made my bed, or I did send that email that I was dreading. So yeah, I totally agree. I also feel like, and I'm going to try not to get too deep because you and I have a tendency to like go down these holes in our, not necessarily in our podcast, but also just like an everyday conversation. So I'm going to try to avoid that. But there's also this, there's a lot of research currently around people digging into the fact that when we were young and the way our school systems work and just like the way positive reinforcement works is like we did receive those gold stars when we accomplished something. Like we got the good grade when we turned something in. We got that sticker on our sticker chart when we did something well. So that programmed our brains like that. That's memorable. And that programmed our brains to think, yeah, I do have to achieve in order to get approval. Like in order to get that approval from people, it's not internal, it's external. My parents are going to be happy with me when I do the dishes, or my teachers are going to be happy with me when I do well and turn something in. And that's all fine and dandy to get through school. But then what happens now as adults is we're like stuck in that same mindset. And we forget that like, despite anything we accomplish, we're already worthy of love and goodness. Like just innately we are worthy of that, and then the extra is just like added on. So one thing I'm really trying to work on is like, even if I didn't, like this isn't video so y'all can't see, but like on Monday I made a to-do list and I got one thing done on it, like one freaking thing done on it. And I literally had to tell myself like, that's not tied to your worthiness as a human. Like you are worthy regardless. But in my brain, I return to the third grade Whitney who's saying you have to like get things done in order to receive those gold stars or people are going to be bad at you. You're not going to be proving you're good enough, like all these things. So it's just a reminder that like we have to remember that that's what our brain was trained to think. So it's going to take some untraining and really digging in and working on this, but it's worth it so that we can not feel stuck, like, I can't get anything done, I'm no good. It's like, I didn't get anything done. That sucks. Doesn't feel great. But I'm still a good human and I get to try again tomorrow.
I completely agree with you that we are, our brains have been trained to attach accomplishment with our worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have an opportunity to reframe that thinking, right, it is a bit of unlearning, but it's also a reframing to say, I can use this skill that was taught to me early on, but for my benefit instead of my detriment.
Yeah, I like that.
Because now we're saying you're owning it. You're gonna own it in all of what it is to be able to then say, okay, yo, I like the stars. It does something. But it's also because naturally our brains are trained for positive reinforcement.
Yeah, absolutely. That dopamine is coming out.
Yeah.
When you get
and you're
that
like, yeah, that's awesome. You know? So how do we do that in an environment that is consistently pushing us to ask ourselves, are we worthy of actually saying what we're trying to attain or whatever? So part of that question then requires that you look at what you're outlining as a sense of accomplishment. We talked about like doing the dishes. We talked about like bigger things, maybe like going and changing your job or something like that. But when you look at yourself as an individual, what do you want for yourself emotionally? This is outside of anything else. Emotionally, what do you want to accomplish? For me, and I know I've talked with Teresa about this, I think for the last year, you know, it's around our anger and our ability to immediately go to this place of anger instead of really taking time to understand where the anger comes from and not respond in anger. So any tiny little movement in a direction of no anger is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
But I oftentimes forget it. It's not visible to me.
That's the hard part too, is like we've also been taught to track our successes. And so if this is a mental health win, it's harder to track. It's really just like a feeling within you. And it's not something you can go brag about. Like I can go brag about a new job. It's not going to be as fun, like unless I'm talking to my woo-woo mental health coworkers to be like, I made it through a day where I didn't get angry with anyone. They're going to be like, okay, good. You are a normal human. You're like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
So that's also the problem, is like, a lot of this is tied to things that are like quote unquote Instagrammable, like the new job, the new apartment, the moving across the country, the traveling the world. So that adds a whole.
They're the external factors. The external factors work against us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so hard to see other people doing that and not feel that pressure and to recognize that like you're doing great things, even if you're not receiving those external validation and factors.
Yeah. I think naturally what happens though, in many of these situations where people are questioning what they've done, it resonates with a deeper connection to, like you said, like our worthiness, our ability to be able to move past something that we've been working towards, you know, and sometimes we have to modify our goals. It's not a bad thing to modify your goals. And sometimes it can be seen like a bad thing because it's like, oh, you didn't accomplish that. It's like, no, I just had to reframe it, make it a little bit more attainable. So Whitney, tell me a little bit about some of the ways that you think about goals and accomplishments.
So like one of my problems with goals is that I set myself these like super lofty goals, like I'm going to lose a ton of weight or I'm going to accomplish everything I've set out for like my job that I've ever put on a to-do list, like something really crazy, because I just set really high expectations for myself. And then that gets overwhelming. Like I find myself not. Like, obviously, you can't accomplish that goal because you set it so big. And then I just feel like a failure. Like, I feel like I can't accomplish anything.
Like, you spiral into, yeah, like, yeah.
It's like, okay, you suck. Why even set goals? Because you're never going to reach them. So one of the things I try to do is, like, set myself, like, micro goals and really focus on those, like, tiny accomplishments. So, like, I have been really trying to work on my overall health. And so instead of just being like, I'm going to improve my health, is setting some of those goals. That's like, I'm going to drink more water every day. And there's a lot of science behind this. If you read any like goal setting, it's like, break these down so that it's less about like this massive thing that you have no idea how to start on. But setting realistic goals, like I'm going to drink more water every day, is much more than like, I'm going to change my whole health.
Yeah. Like I'm going to start cooking everything healthy. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I don't even know where to start. And
you're setting yourself up to not accomplish anything that way.
Yeah. You're totally setting yourself up for failure. So identifying smaller kind of goals that are more attainable is what you're kind of getting at. So like maybe drinking more water. Maybe it is like something that you mentioned, like journaling for maybe 10 minutes and leading up to a goal of 30 minutes. Or I'm going to go for a walk for 15 minutes.
Absolutely. And then what I'll do, America, is like, if that's not working in my lifestyle, I recognize that. So like for me, I said like, okay, I'm going to cut out carbs for a week. Like that didn't work for me. Like I kept failing. And so instead of being like, you're a failure, you suck, my question I was asking myself is like, why are you failing at this? Why is it not working with your lifestyle? And that helps me move towards like, okay, well, maybe I should just try not eating carbs in the morning because it spikes my blood sugar. Or maybe I should try journaling in the evening because in the mornings I'm too rushed and I am able to kind of write it off as just an extra thing that I don't need. But in the evenings, I'm like, give myself more time. I'm a night owl. So instead of just like, if you don't manage those small goals, like making sure that you're taking some time to reflect on why you didn't accomplish them, because it's not just because you're an awful person. It never is that. It's usually like barriers, external or internal, that don't allow you to like accomplish that goal. So instead of just beating yourself up on not being able to accomplish, like recognizing those barriers and then adjusting your goal accordingly or adjusting your strategy accordingly.
So an eraser is your best friend.
Ooh, I like that.
Because it allows you to go back and rethink and then write down again what your goal could be based on the internal feedback that you're giving yourself and the need to modify.
Absolutely. And if it didn't,
that's huge.
That is huge. And if it didn't work for you, why? Because I think a lot of times too, we look to other people on what our goals and accomplishments should be. And that's not our life they're living. So like what in my life is preventing me from getting that goal that I thought was my goal that they had? And how can I make it work for my life?
So when we think about all of this, I think what I'm hearing from you, a couple of things that have come up. One is finding your hype man.
Yeah.
I think that's important. Finding people in your circle that will help you recognize your accomplishments. I think people are very lucky if they have folks around them. I don't always think they have to be like really close connections, like having people in anonymous groups that you connect with on a regular and be like, I did this X thing, can totally help you feel good.
I would also say, because when I, you know, some, it is hard to find those people in your life that don't try to make it about themselves or focus on the negative. You know, the, it's hard to find those like one people that can, I don't know what I'm saying, the one human that can help you with that. So I would recommend, like, if you're struggling with that and you need some hype in your life, a mental health professional can help you with that. I know social workers are trained to look at your strengths. Finding that person that you can go to who their sole job is to listen to you and help you track your growth, that can also be really a helpful thing to look at, is starting to get that like professional quote unquote help with that, or like anonymous support groups or like things like that, where that's what the space is designed for. Because sometimes with just life, it feels weird to have those conversations with friends or family.
Mm-hmm. I think too, another kind of really helpful tool is if you don't have those existing external kind of hype people, become your own hype person. You know, find a way to help you exist and acknowledge your accomplishments, whether it's like through journaling and like what you were saying around, you know, five kind of positive things or things you were proud of, or the jar that I'm talking about. Do something that is physically connected to you writing something down, putting it in an app, tracking somehow, because one day is only one day. But when you look at a period of 5 days, a week, and time, you know, then you're actually able to like see there's progress.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to ask people for support in figuring out what those successes are. So I think we spend a lot of time up in our heads in this negative space of I'm not accomplishing anything. And we spend a lot of time just spiraling over those thoughts. So it's totally okay if like this is, you feel like you're not accomplishing anything at work. Like, don't just sit and stew in that. Like, go to your boss and say like, hey, I'm having, like, I need help figuring out, like, what went right this year? Like, what did work? We spend so much time focusing on, like, the critical feedback, and then we just, like, sit with that. So asking your coworkers, your boss, for some feedback on what went right, what did you like that we did this year, and framing it, you know, it's easy to do that because you can frame it in, like, I want to grow, so I want to know what worked right so I can continue with that. And you can do the same thing with friends and family. Like, what has been helpful about our relationship? Like, what works well? What do I bring to this relationship? Like, I actually like did this exercise with my mom. Like, she listed off some like adjectives or just like words that describe what I do well. And I keep those on a note card for whenever I'm feeling like a worthless piece of beep. I like pull that out and read that. But it took getting that external feedback to help me recognize my own strengths. So don't be afraid to like reach out to people for that. I think we avoid it so much because we have been programmed like to feel uncomfortable with getting compliments. But there's ways to kind of frame that conversation of like, I'm looking to grow as a person. Like, everyone loves that kind of stuff.
Oh my God. If Teresa was on right now, she'd be like, I am so bad at taking compliments.
Dude, I just listened to a podcast yesterday on self-confidence. And they were talking about how to boost self-confidence, and like taking compliments is one of the first things you can do, right? Because we're so used to being like, oh, no, it wasn't just me. It was the team. Yeah. And even just starting to say like, when someone does compliment you, your brain doesn't even recognize it as a compliment if you're going to just shrug it off and be like, no, really, I'm not worthy of that. If you just say, hey, that means a lot coming from you, that triggers your brain to be like, wow, they just said something nice. That's a boost to my dopamine. And
yeah,
instead of constantly being like, and then you turn it around as like a compliment to them, kind of like, oh, it means so much coming from you. So yeah, becoming your own hype man includes taking compliments. Teresa, I hope you listen to this episode because you're amazing. And she wouldn't be able to take that if she was on this.
No, she wouldn't. She'd be like, what? But it ties to so many of our internal processes of and how we really feel at different times, right? Like disconnected to the good part of ourselves. I would say, you know, another thing that people may be interested in kind of seeking out, if they are going to folks and asking, you know, having conversations around what it is that you're bringing to the table, take some time for yourself to really think about it. I know it's hard because, dude, I'm saying to do this, but I know that it is super hard to be able to sit in a space and be like, jot down 10 things this year that you have done, whatever they are, not measured by any external factor, but what you feel is really, really connected to you as a person. And I think that will help people also recognize their worthiness as a human.
Can I tell a really fast, funny story that ties to this? Because
yes.
I think it's hilarious. I struggle with this. That's obviously why you chose me to talk to you about this. And I was going to a therapist, and my therapist challenged me because I'm, you know, was trying to work on self-worth, not tied to the external validation. And so she was like, what are some of your strengths or accomplishments that you feel really good about that aren't, you have to name them. They're not something that like someone has told you. And I literally just like sat there for like 15 minutes and I was like, can you give me an example? Because I couldn't come up with anything. So I totally understand if people, that's just to acknowledge the struggle in it. But like, you're so right. Like, it's worth it to like sit there and come up with those. Ugh, it's tough. But yeah, I failed therapy that day.
Well, that's a challenge, right? That's a challenge for you to really do some work. Not you, but also the listeners, all of us, to really do some work. It is so important to remember that you have to have patience for yourself. You are more likely to have a lot of patience for other people and not yourself. And like, want to step on you, right? Be like, oh, well, no, you haven't done anything. Counter that as much as you can with something that makes you feel good. That is not related to a bad coping skill, which we've talked about before.
No, I think that's so true. It takes work, but it's worth it. It's like the therapy advice that so many people get is like, talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend. So if your friend came up to you and was like, I haven't accomplished anything all year, I'm such a terrible person, you wouldn't be like, yeah, man, you really are.
You suck.
Yeah. You would probably be like, no, that's not true. Like, you've totally, like, even just like getting up every day is an accomplishment. Like, let's like really think through this. So yeah, we have to do that to ourselves too.
That's a really good one. What would my friend say to me? That's a really good one. With.
At first, when someone told me to do that, I was like, that sounds like the dumbest activity ever. I'm not doing that. And then I started realizing how much, like, how different I talk to myself. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It's like, man, you are super mean to yourself, man. And you're like, God, thank goodness you're not that mean to people.
Right? You would have no friends, Whitney, if you were this mean. Like, no one would like you.
Yeah, dude. So, Whitney, what would you, what are your kind of final thoughts around all of this?
One, if you are getting to this point at the end of the year and you feel like you have not accomplished anything, just listening to this podcast should make you realize that you're not alone. It's a tough year, and really every year is tough when it comes to this. So, America said it, show yourself that grace and that love that you deserve. Take time to recognize the small wins. Just even getting through this year in one whole piece is huge. And don't give up on yourself just because you're feeling down. Don't give up on pushing towards your whatever that peak is for you. Keep going regardless of whether you feel like you've accomplished anything, because we want you here and to keep going.
So folks listening, I hope you take it all to heart. We hope that you take it to heart. Do something with the info and keep fighting in the open. So we'll see you next week. Bye.